This podcast is from Morning English.
Best of luck.
Fingers crossed.
Knock 'em dead. I hope everything goes well.
Break a leg.
学口语就来早安英文。
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。Good morning.
Hey, Winter. What do horseshoes and the number 7 have in common?
What?
They're both lucky. Well, in English.
Oh, yeah. You know, that is like a topic for today anyway.
Horseshoes?
No, how to wish people good luck.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 是的，我们今天啊，其实是要跟大家聊一聊呢，那些看上去它的意思和它的实际意思相差非常大的一些祝福语，就是那种反差萌的祝福语。如果大家想要看到我们本期节目以及以往节目的文字版笔记，都欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Well, obviously saying good luck is the most common way of wishing luck for someone, but is it the most common way for you?
Yeah, I think so. It's really versatile because it can be used formally or casually.
Yeah, I use it a lot too. I also like it because it can be used sarcastically.
What? How do you mean? Good luck 还能有讽刺的意思吗?
Well, for example, let's say it's starting to rain heavily and someone forgot their umbrella. I can wish them good luck.
Well, that's not very nice.
Maybe not, but it's funny.
Not for them.
No, but for me it is.
You're terrible. 比方说啊，像 Colin 就经常这样哈，跟朋友开个小玩笑，明明知道人家没带伞，突然下起了大雨，他竟然说 good luck.这就像突然老板说 Colin 你到我办公室来一下我就会说
Good luck Well, what's another common way to say good luck?
Well, many people say best of luck.
Yeah, best of luck to you. I wish you the best of luck. Best of luck. I hear that one a lot too. It's also good for formal and casual situations.
Yeah, 这个跟 good luck 也是一样的大家记住了Good luck, 或者是 best of luck, best of luck, best of luck, 都是既可以用在正式的情况下，也可以用在非正式的情况下，所以这两个是通用的，非常好用。Do you also use this one sarcastically?
Nah.
Like best of luck?
Nah. I actually don't remember using this one at all. You know, we all have different habits for phrases we like to use. And although this is quite common, it's not one that I use at all.
I've said it many times.
Well, I've always liked the expression, break a leg, break a leg.
Why does that surprise me?
Yeah, I guess it does sound a bit terrible, but I like it because of how it came about. Performers, like actors and musicians, they can be very superstitious. And they believe that if anyone wished them good luck, it would lead to a bad performance. So, they started to wish bad luck to each other instead. Break a leg was the common thing to say to a theater actor before they took the stage, and eventually it spread to everyone.
Right. So, telling someone break a leg, break a leg, is actually wishing them good luck, right?
Yeah.
Break leg, 不是说让别人断一条腿
No.
反而是、啊、祝别人好运就是祝别人演出顺利
Right.
Yep, 特别是在那种舞台剧的演出啊或者是演奏会 right? 就是要有人登台表演的时候我们最常说的一个祝福语就是 Break a leg Any other interesting expressions for good luck?
Well, how about knock 'em dead?
Yeah, that's another one that sounds a little terrible Knock 'em dead 让人去死吗
Yeah.
terrible.
But it really means to do so well that they are knocked dead with the surprise of your skill and talent.
Ah, 就是说你的才华令人折服 right?
Right.
折服 But that's only used in casual situations, right?
Yeah. But, you know, it's such a common phrase. I doubt anyone would be surprised to hear it in a formal situation.
Okay, knock 'em dead. What's the meaning of M, E-M?
It's a contraction of them. Knock them dead, knock them dead.
Yep. 大家记住了，这个表达是 knock, 就是敲门，敲的那个动作。
Yeah.
K-N-O-C-K, knock. 然后一撇，再加上 E-M. Knock them dead. Knock them dead. 在这里的 E-M 就是 them 的缩写。
Right.
Yep. Any more terrible ones?
Well, some Americans like to say, blow them away.
Blow them away. They don't mean wind blowing, do they?
No, it means to kill somebody by shooting them. But the phrase is just used the same way as knock them dead.
Oh, I see. Blow them away. Blow them away. Blow 是吹, right?Blow them away, 把他们吹走，就是把他们都干翻，把他们都打败。
That's right.
Well, what's a more formal way to say good luck?
Well, you could say, I hope everything goes well.
I hope everything goes well for you. I hope everything goes well for you. 希望一切顺利。Right?
Yeah.、Mm-hmm. I mean, this can be used informally too, but it does have a more formal feel to it, and it's often written for formal situations. A more casual version of it is, I hope everything goes your way.
Ah, I like this one. I hope everything goes your way. Goes your way. 就是我希望你一切顺心嘛，就所有的事情都是按照你的方式在走。
Yeah, right. The way that you want it to go.
Right, 虽然我们都知道地球不是围着自己转，但是谁又不希望地球围着自己转呢Any other ways?
Fingers crossed.
Oh, fingers crossed, fingers crossed. We'll get a big bonus at Christmas.
Yeah, I'll keep my fingers crossed that you pass the exam.
Knock on wood, nothing bad will happen.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Yep.
The interesting thing about both of these is that we physically do them as well.
Right. 我来给大家解释一下啊，我们刚刚提到了两个短语，第一个是 fingers crossed， 其实就是把你的食指和你的中指这样交互在一起，其实就相当于像一个十字架一样， right？、Mm-hmm. 其实就是上帝保佑 ，fingers crossed。然后我们说到的第二个短语呢，叫做 knock on wood， knock on wood， 敲木头。其实我们中文里面有时候也是，比方说说了什么不好的话，突然想哦犯了忌讳，敲一下，敲三下木头 ，right? Knock on wood.
That's right.
So when you say fingers crossed,
I actually cross my fingers.
Right. 我曾经在那个美剧《纸牌屋》里面看到一个情节，是他的那个女主角啊，直接说 heels crossed.
嗯哼。
然后他就用他的那个高跟鞋跟摆了一个十字架，他就说在电话里面跟他老公说。Heels crossed. 其实它就是从这个短语里面来的 right?
Right.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. 就上帝保佑 Heels crossed. 上帝保佑 And when you say knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Well, we're all out of time today.
是的我们今天其实是跟大家讲到了很多关于花式来说 good luck 的一些说法而且特别是那种看上去的意思和它实际意思很不一样的一些短语和表达都是非常实用和地道的如果大家想要看到我们今天节目的文字版笔记欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记
Well, thank you for joining us for Morning English. This is Colin.
This is Winter. See you next time.
Good luck. Best of luck. Best of luck.
Best of luck. Honey, he gon' make a break for the dough when it's too much. He gon' make